Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, our part two of our interview with Ira Victor. He's a forensic analyst. Say all about what's going on in your computer. Plus, Chris Wicker, Mindy Elliott, and Bob Barango. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At TravelNevada.com.
In our last debate, Mark Hutchinson said,
I've been called a lot of things in my life, but not a personal injury lawyer. I'm not a personal injury lawyer. I think the assumption is I'm a personal injury lawyer. I'm not a personal injury lawyer. I don't employ personal injury lawyers.
But his own website advertises that he is, and even his law partners admit they are a personal injury law firm. If we can't even trust Mark Hutchinson to tell the truth about his own profession, what can we trust that he says? I'm Sue Loudon. I'm not a personal injury lawyer, and I approve this message.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're doing a second show with Ira Victor. He is a forensic analyst with DataClone Labs. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. You're scaring the heck out of me and probably half the audience, but it's fascinating stuff. One of the stories that you sent me in preparation for this interview was headlined, Cyber Attack Puts Child Porn on Your Computer. How do you respond? Explain what the problem is and then what it leads to.
This is one of the scariest attacks that I've done research on in a long time. This is a family of ransomware attacks. So the basic
idea... Ransomware.
Ransomware, that's right. And the concept of ransomware is to take your data and encrypt it or block it off from you in some way and then put a message up on the screen that says, if you want access to this data, you have to pay this toll, this fee to us, ransom to us. In many cases, the ransomware has an expiring date. So it says, if you don't pay us in 1 day or 2 days, your data's gone. And it really can be gone. It's not a bluff.
Right, and we were talking about this in the previous program, that the way to protect yourself from that is to have several backup points for your information.
Correct.
But you know, if I see something on my screen that has child pornography on it, I don't know. I mean, that sounds to me like if I hit a kid driving down the street, I mean, I would be so freaked out.
It's worse than hitting a kid going down the street, because that is, in many cases, clearly an accident. There are very few people who would intentionally do that. In this case, there's a family of attack of ransomware attacks. Some of the ransomware will put adult pornography on your computer screen and say, pay us a ransom or we will report you and you won't get your data. A variant of that attack, so there's multiple attacks here, is it will put child porn on your computer and tell you this will be reported to the authorities and you have to pay us a ransom or game over. You're cooked. And the problem is with child pornography, the mere possession of it is a felony. And possession has been defined by the law as if you can see it on your computer screen, you possess it. And so now it goes into a legal minefield. What do you do? Well, so what do you do if you're at home? Turn off your computer because the ransomware can spread. Actually, home or work. Turn off the computer because this variants of this can spread to other computers. You want to limit how much is being spread. If it's your personal computer, I recommend you hire a lawyer. A lawyer is the is an officer of the court, and a lawyer can lock that computer in his or her office and contact the authorities and say, we've got a situation here, and then the authorities can subpoena just the information related to child porn, and then you can help ultimately prove your innocence, we hope. If you're at work, it gets complicated because that's not your computer. And in a lot of companies, if there's any pornography on your computer, and especially if it's child pornography, that's grounds for immediate dismissal, and you'll be marched out of the office. So in that case, I recommend people go to their boss, to the HR department first, I'm sorry, turn off the computer. Don't try to delete it. Don't do anything to it. Hands off the computer, except to turn it off. And if you can, pick up your computer, go to your boss, go to your HR department and say, this computer needs to go to the company lawyer. And someone needs to do an investigation. This popped up on my screen and I had nothing to do with it. You also need to let them know, if this happens to you, that there's ransomware involved in this. And there could be company information that's locked up that you won't ever get again because the ransom timeware. The timer on the ransomware will not be satisfied, and so you lose your data. I mean, this is just a really, really bad situation.
Okay, now, almost any story you read about the police investigating anything these days is they show up at your house or office and confiscate your computer.
Yes.
And whatever is on that computer is now available.
And that's right. Now, that's the problem. There have been cases in which someone had a pornography or child pornography on their computer, and there was other information about minor crimes on there. And because the police found the child porn, and this was a company that did this, they let that computer get into the hands of law enforcement, the company actually faced liability for federal infractions for data that was on the computer. So that's why experts recommend give that computer to your attorney. Your attorney can lock that computer up. He or she is an officer of the court. So they are allowed to have possession of that, and then your attorney can negotiate to give law enforcement access to the portion of the computer that contains the child pornography and limit access to the other areas. And it may not be that you're doing something illegal. You may have love notes to your sweetie. You may have other things that you don't want made part of the public record that are personal to you. And this is the only practical way that I know of to keep your personal information separate from the horrible incident related to child pornography.
Okay, so now, you know, what has been your dealings with the police in terms of their ability to look at this and go, okay, this is a crime being perpetrated on the computer owner rather than this computer owner is committing a crime?
This is really hard. My main role is a digital forensic analyst. So this is what I do for a living. It's hard work, and it's not easy right on first blush to say this was accidental, this was intentional. So so the ability for you to defend yourself and say this is not me is going to depend on the person analyzing that particular computer. So that's why you need an attorney. Maybe you talk to your attorney and say, hey, I want to get an expert, not rely on law enforcement. Law enforcement is just like any law enforcement is a mixed bag. There are great forensic analysts in law enforcement who really know their stuff and they're really good. And then there are other departments that have someone that's junior who's less experienced that may not have seen this before, doesn't know about it.
Or looking to make a name for themselves.
Well, or just think that they're doing their job and they were taught all child porn is illegal, all child porn is a felony, and all you need to do is find the child porn and that's it, because the only reason someone would have it on there is because they have that predilection. And we need to arrest them before they go out and commit a crime against someone in the physical world rather than just in cyberspace.
Wow. Okay, let's take a break. I need a breather here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Tomorrow. To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
My opponent wants to make a campaign issue over the fact that I donated money to Harry Reid's campaign 25 years ago. He's right, I did, when the senator was far less liberal. 4 years ago, I spent $2 million trying to defeat Reid. On the other hand, my opponent voted for $1 billion worth of taxes and Obamacare three times just last year. I want to be your lieutenant governor, and I'm asking for your support.
I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, more with forensic analyst Ira Victor. Passwords, okay? I mean, we all struggle with passwords. At least I do. Because... you know, we keep being told, change your passwords constantly. We got 8,000 accounts. How do we do this, and is it necessary?
So, no, it's not necessary. First, let's just put it out there with my opinion. Passwords alone, usernames and passwords, you know, that combination will not protect your information, period. Passwords are literally 60 years old. It's one of the oldest pieces of technology that is still in use today, the password. It is so easy for a cyber criminal to steal whatever he needs to and get to that password that the password is only going to protect you from someone who is very unsophisticated or unskilled in how to get access to a system.
Well, so what are you recommending? Does it matter then that we put in password for password?
Well, it does. Again, you don't want to make it easier. We don't want to make the perfect the enemy of the good. Long, strong passwords when nothing else suffices is the way to go. It's the best of a bad situation. But the much better situation is what's called two-factor or two-step authentication. One factor is something that you know, a username and password. Another factor can be something that you have, like a code that you get on your smartphone or a small USB device that generates a one-time password every time it's used. And this way, when a cyber criminal steals your password, he or she still can't get into the system. They need that other factor. And that is exponentially more difficult for an attacker to do, and especially when so many people aren't doing two-factor authentication, most attackers will just skip the people that do have two-factor authentication. And this is, I believe, a marketplace problem. We don't have enough users, enough people that know about two-factor authentication to demand it. You should demand it from your bank. You should demand it from your ISP. Everywhere you go when they say set up a password, you should send an email, and I do, to them saying, how do I do two-factor authentication? I want this. And seek out companies that offer two-factor authentication.
Okay.
So to vote with your dollar.
Okay, now fingerprints
yes.
Are also another way of security.
Correct. Well, that is a second factor. So that's something that you know. your username and password, and something that you are, your fingerprint. And smartphones now today, to the credit of some of the smartphone makers, they have fingerprint readers on the smartphone, and that is an important extra layer of security.
Would you do banking online?
The way that most people do it, no. Most banks don't offer multi-factor authentication. Even those that do, there are other areas of security that could be better. When I engage online with a financial institution, I use a hardened computer system that cannot run malicious code. It's really easy, actually. The U.S. Air Force has a free CD that you can download and burn. And it is it's called Lightweight Portable Security. If you go to DuckDuckGo.com, great private search engine, and type in Lightweight Portable Security, U.S. Air Force download, you can get a free disk that you can burn and boot your computer to that CD. The malicious code can't run on that CD physically. And then I will do a sensitive financial transaction when I can with two-factor authentication.
Okay, so we got about a minute and a half left. You already scared the pants off me in the last two shows. What's out there that we are not really aware of as the general public that we should be scared of?
So people need to understand that most software, most computer systems, digital devices are developed under very tight budgets with very short schedules. And security is rarely on the table. And the products are rushed to market and then fixed later. So my best advice to everyone is be skeptical. When someone tells you, oh, it's safe, we have got a great computer system, we've got great people, be skeptical. Do a little homework, do a little research, and be skeptical. And vote with your dollars to go to the companies that care more about your privacy and security, because that sends the signal up the channel that says, take the time to do security, because lots of customers care about it.
Now, you've got a podcast, The Cyber Jungle, correct?
I do.
How do people find it?
It's very easy. It's completely free. I do it as a community service. It's www.thecyberjungle.com, and it's 30 minutes every week on security, your privacy, and the law.
Ira Victa, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Come back soon, will you?
Thank you, Sam.
We love being scared, I think. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
As a local builder and developer in Nevada for nearly 40 years, De Loreto Homes and Damani Ranch are Nevada proud in our dedication to the development and construction of environmentally sustainable and life-enhancing communities and homes.
This devotion is matched only by our commitment to the Nevada Military Support Alliance and Nevada's brave men and women of our armed forces, veterans, and their families.
We are honored to stand with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. De Loreto Homes and Damani Ranch, we are Nevada proud.
It's our 10th anniversary at Home Solutions at Ace. And due to such a great response, we're continuing our savings up to 20% off on all new in-stock items, like power rocker recliners from Southern Motion, including swivel models, wall huggers, even full laydowns. And now we're adding a whole new selection of Broyhill Sensora memory foam mattresses, including gels. It's the 10th anniversary sale at your locally owned Home Solutions at Ace. It's worth the short drive to Sparks to find the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
Experience the Eldorado's Power Pennies Plus, voted best casino promotion by News and Review readers. Keep on winning with bonus games that follow you. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our Power Pennies Plus Fantastic Friday Slot Tournament.
We love the Eldorado.
It's like family here.
I love to play the Power Pennies.
My favorite part is winning
Power Pennies Plus at the Eldorado. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Chris Wicca is here, spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Mindy Elliott, partner with Capital Partners. And Bob Berengo, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Pleasure to have you all here. So the big blow up, of course, over the last week now has been this whole VA mess. And the question is, this is not something new. It's not one guy at the head of this organization. It's the whole system. And yet, and especially, you know, and I can't speak for Southern Nevada, but I can speak for Northern Nevada, that I know a lot of vets who are very happy with the service and the treatment they get here. There have been a lot of money invested in Southern Nevada with the VA hospital, et cetera. How do you think that we should take this crisis that has blown up and affect, you know, better outcomes for VA patients?
Well, I think, you know, it's kind of tried to say it, but I think you have to do the investigation. Now, there's been lots of information in the past about various problems in the VA, but you have to do this focused investigation to see exactly what wrongful kind. I think there's some wrongful actions going on if you're keeping secret lists, and you have to address those things first.
But do you, I mean, because it's the bigger picture, because it isn't part of the crisis, and I'll address this to Mindy, the fact that our whole medical system is in crisis, that we don't have enough doctors, we don't have enough residencies, and this affects the VA just as much as it does, because the VA is in competition with all the other hospitals for the doctors.
Well, doctors and nurses. There's a shortage of nurses that we keep hearing about in the state legislature, and one of the reasons that we created this College of Southern Nevada was to focus on nurses. And it's a systemic problem that we have. We are fortunate that our VA hospital here, they have good relations, excellent relations with the community. We support the spouse house. There are things, I don't think they call it the veterans guest house now. I go back. But it is a problem. And these are the people that really need our help, the vets.
Is one of the problems, Bob, that we go to war without planning for what's going to happen after the war, that whatever funding is allotted, you know, the last two wars we paid for with debt, rather than even calling the country to action, and we certainly did not plan for a 13-year war and the effects of this. I talked to VA nurses a couple of years back. They said the VA is going to be dealing with these two wars for the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you got an excellent point there, but I think going back to the systemic problems, the Department of Defense runs hospitals. The VA runs hospitals. They don't talk to each other. So once I leave the military, my records don't transport over here as well. They need it's the same system for both of them. They need to coordinate the systems. They need to look at the systemic things, get the reports that you said, get some hospital experts. I mean, how come other hospital chains can run these kind of hospitals and make them work? I just think that there's a lot of problems in it that we haven't looked at. The funding can't always be the answer. More money can't always be the answer. Although we are going to have, as you say, long dealing with these people. And a lot of these injuries won't come due until way in the future, so they'll be an impact on the hospitals in the future.
Well, and there's a huge number of hospitals, and you have the chronic injuries from the wars where instead of our soldiers dying, we were able to save them. But they've lost limbs and they've lost mental capacities, and it's a whole different kind of injury, I think, from what I hear of coming back here. And there's so many hospitals and so many visits a year that you get the sense that they're kind of overwhelmed. The care they give is good, but the numbers are starting to overwhelm.
You know, it's interesting too. You know, Senator Reid said on this program at one point that he thought it would be between 5 to 10 years before single payer would become the norm in this country for medicine. Now he's saying 10 years out and beyond. But doesn't this strike a blow when you look at the difference between Medicare, which is, you know, it's a government program, but it's run by a private industry, rather than a government-run program, which is the VA?
Correct. And I think that the VA, they are going to have to step back, and I agree, but they've known about this issue for years. The GAO had provided some reports. They knew that this was a problem. Now, according to Congress, they have increased the funding continued to increase the funding for the VA system. Now, what they've done with that money, I'm not sure from the standpoint of investment back into the VA hospital, so on and so forth, but the fact of the matter is, they have a responsibility to the taxpayers to figure this out, to make this system work. And it shouldn't be that difficult. Either that or I overheard they were talking about maybe we should just get rid of the entire VA system and just have the vets report to use the private sector hospitals that are already in place. That's not going to happen, but...
It's interesting you say that. The question I have, I guess, which is really the last part of this discussion, is what can we as people do, as regular people, to force the government to actually make the real changes here? Because we know that this has been going on for decades. Is it, you know, that we have to contact our congressmen and senators and say this needs to be fixed? Because everybody since the Vietnam War has respected the soldiers, whether they supported the war or not. Everybody supports the soldiers. So what kind of pressure should the public and those of us that had contact with the congressional delegation be doing?
Well, I think this is one of those rare instances where it is a bipartisan support, across-the-board support for the veterans and to get their health care. I don't think this is going to go away. General Shinseki leaving is not going to end this story. The story is going to keep going on. All we can do as citizens is keep putting the pressure on. But you talked a minute ago about, well, what have they done with the money? Well, we read the stories where they bought a bunch of new furniture, but then the other report says their computers are 20 years old. So what are they doing?
In a lot of cases, their computers are pieces of paper in a box, which used to be the immigration system not too long ago. That's where we got to leave it. A lot to talk about, and we got to keep the pressure on. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town. Bobby Pages is your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Pages.
It's a family affair, June 19th through the 28th. Get your tickets today, renorodeo.com.
KRNV News 4 is a proud sponsor of the Reno Rodeo and is the most fun you'll have with your boots on. So round up the posse, head to the Reno Rodeo and get your cowboy on.
Join the SPCA of Northern Nevada, Alice 96.5 and 106.9 More FM on June 14th for the inaugural Paws on the Plaza event. For a day of pets, parades, and fun, check out the live music, get advice from animal experts, adopt a forever friend, and discover local treasures in our vendor village. Think you have the cutest dog? What about the ugliest? Sign up at pawsontheplaza.org to participate in our dog contests and register to be in the parade.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80. Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
Stay connected. Find News 4 on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next broadcast, we'll be talking to Dwight Dorch, the Reno City Councilman. He's about to retire this year, termed out. Interesting to see what he has to say. We'll see you on the next broadcast.